Exit by Death. Do you know what's really hard? To be loving. It is very difficult to be loving, that's for sure. I think we should all strive to become better in terms of being more loving, more calm, and less hateful, less angry. And don't get me wrong, I am guilty of this too. I don't claim that I'm some kind of saint or some kind of always peaceful person. I'm not. I'm guilty of all these things. But recently I've been thinking of it a lot, and I think we need to be more loving. I mean, the entire society, not in any specific country, but generally in the world, everybody seems to be angry and hateful over things that don't really matter at all. It doesn't matter at all. And this subject got triggered in me by a talk with a person on social media recently, a few days ago or something. He was telling me that he is sick of a certain race of people and immigrants, and he is saying every action has an opposite reaction to it, and I'm the opposite reaction to this. And I was telling him the opposite reaction to war is peace. The opposite reaction to violence is to love. That's the opposite reaction. If you respond to war with war, or if you respond to violence with violence, you're not reacting in the opposite direction, actually. You are going with the flow of hate. And it will consume you. It will eat you. It flows out of hell. Probably, I don't know. And we all have it in us. We got to get rid of it. We got to get rid of the animal within. We are born, all of us, as a kind of animal, in my opinion, because we are in this flesh. We are not spirits. So we all have this. So as we grow older, I think the goal here perhaps may be that we should strive to become more human. How do we become more human? By shedding the animal within. Hate, violence, anger, these things should not be there as you strive to become human. I don't see myself as fully human yet, actually. To become human, it requires extreme work on you, on your soul, on your mind. It's a difficult process, long process. So the guy he's waiting to get his burger in a drive-thru, and there is some 15, 16-year-old kids coming to his car window, and says, "Hey, buddy, you got 20 bucks?" The guy maces them right in the face. And he's all happy for it. He's all angry, but upset, and I'm sick of it, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, right there in that situation, the kid is more human than you. You are the one initiating a violent behavior. And that's animalistic. It's like going into a barn, middle of cows, or I don't know, a sty full of pigs, hogs. What happens? They will attack you, bite you, kick you. And whose fault is that? It's you. You went in there. So this, as a society, we need to rebuild us, rebuild civilization, the society itself, in a way that we are not living in a barn. And it doesn't start with your neighbor. It starts with you. And find that hate and get rid of it somehow. It's difficult. I mean, it's a process. Nobody gets to be fully loving. Maybe not even saints. I don't know. It's an issue we need to be aware of. And so the guy was saying, but every action has an opposite reaction. And I'm the opposite reaction to this kind of action. And I said, you are no opposite at all. First of all, the kid wasn't violent at all. But even so, let's say the kid was, I don't know, kicked his car. If you respond to violence with violence, that's not the opposite reaction. That's going with the flow of hate, going with the flow of violence. And that's not okay. That's not okay at all. You want to have an opposite reaction to the violence, you go become peaceful. You go become calm. So what? The kid asks you for $20. You can respond two ways, like you did. Or you can say, sorry, I don't have money. Or I don't want to give you. That's it. That's the end of it. Then you go buy your burger in peace. You go home, you eat your burger, and you are not upset at all. Why upset yourself over a bunch of kids? And again, it's kids. Kids do all kinds of weird shit. That's the whole thing of being a kid. They're stupid. They're kids. It's okay to be a kid. It's not okay as an adult to be violent towards a kid. He's talking about races, human this, race, human that, race. I'm like, no, we all have different colors. Okay, somebody is more white or dark or whatever. But in the end, we all bleed red. It's all the same. It doesn't matter which country you come from. As a matter of fact, I don't believe in countries at all. It's the stupidest thing. So they draw a line somewhere randomly and they say, here is my country and you can't move from this line to that line. Why? It's a planet. We all share it. Remove the countries. Let's go wherever we want. What is this country thing, borders? It's just very strange. And these kind of people, maybe hateful or angry people, they say like, yeah, but I want a safe place. A safe place starts with all of us, not just your home. First of all, we all need to become peaceful. Secondly, imagine a town, 1 million people in it. Everybody is hateful. That's a nasty, nasty little town. But if everyone is peaceful, loving, then some nasty thing happens, it won't go out of control into some kind of violent fight or whatever it is. And of course, there are violent people, of course, and that there are, like, for example, thieves and crazies, but we should strive to build a society, the civilization, not just a society, a little society somewhere in a town. No, the entire human civilization should be built in a way that is inclusive, and that includes the crazies, the thieves, the messed up people. It should be built in a way that everybody is happy. The thieves and the weirdos, if they have enough to eat, have a good place to live, they will be calm too. A thief steals to eat, usually at least. I mean, some people do it for fun, for rush. That's a different story, but generally speaking. And a lot of violence that happens in the world is about food. Money, food, and money translates to food. I think as a human race, all of us should come together, forget the countries, forget these borders, and be more peaceful. Try to build a new civilization or develop this civilization in a way that at least we won't have hungry people. It's not an easy thing to do. I'm like sounding like some kind of dreamer. It sounds a bit like dream scenario. Of course, I'm a bit of a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Slowly together, we can change things one by one. And the change happens right within you. It starts with you, not your neighbor, not some immigrant or some other colors on other side of the road or something. No, it all starts with you right now. And hate is actually very consuming. It consumes life, energy. I mean, imagine this guy, if he was not angry, he would have bought his burger peacefully, go home, enjoy the burger, and I don't know, watch his TV. But instead of doing that, he chose violence. Now what happens? He's going to be messed up for at least a week, 2 weeks maybe, who knows? And on top of that, the poor kid, he got maced on. He's going to be messed up for a long time. Maybe he doesn't have anybody to calm him down. Then he becomes violent too. It's like you don't put out fire with fire. You just add to the fire this way. You put out fire with water, with cold things. Somebody's hot-headed, you gotta be cool-headed. And so this guy actually spread violence. The very thing that he hates, he doesn't want to see more, he actually spreads it. He makes it more. And this kid is now maybe hateful too, or starting to become one, sadly. Hopefully not. And so we are all born into a flesh body. We are not spirits. And I think, maybe, probably, none of us are actually human when we are born. We are kind of like an animal. And as we grow older, we should try to develop and become better and less animalistic. So we should remove the animal from within us. And one of the animalistic things that we have is hate and anger and violence. So the more violent we become, the less human we become. And you go full violence and then you go full animal. That's no human anymore. And in this scenario that I was using as an example, the guy, the kid was the human and he is the animal because he behaved violently without reason, actually. He was not under any kind of threat. Somebody asks him something, he just jumps at them. That's just crazy. Well, not crazy, it's hateful, it's angry. I'm not judging him in that way. I mean, I can be that way too, like angry at things. Again, I'm no saint, but we should try to be better, calmer. Like, let's say somebody random on the street shows you his middle finger. Who cares? Okay, you show me a finger. That's nice. Nice finger. What am I supposed to do? I imagine I go become angry. Oh my God, you showed me your middle finger. So what? That's his right. Show me your middle finger. Thank you. Nice finger. Move on. Why ruin your day over a finger? Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's difficult. The first reaction is, hey, why are you showing me your finger? The second part should be, wait a minute, why do I care? I shouldn't care. Move on. I got things to say. I got a burger to eat. So my point here is, we are all a kind of animal when we are born here. We are not fully human. Maybe we have some humanity in us, but we also have a lot of animal within us. And we got to get rid of the animal to become more human or fully human. Maybe, I'm not going to go into a religious topic now, but maybe heaven is reserved for humans, not animals. So unless you become human, you're not allowed to enter there. Just the same way as you would not like to be living inside a barn among cows or a sty with pigs and shit all over it. You wouldn't want it, right? You wouldn't want a dirty pig in your bed. So tell me, if you are not a human, why would you go to heaven? I certainly don't deserve to go to heaven. I'm trying at least. I won't succeed most probably, but it's better than not trying and giving up and becoming some kind of wild animal. Then I might as well live in a forest. And again, I talk this way, I'm no saint, but I want you to know and remember that to be loving starts with you, not the other person, not your neighbor, not random guy, not anywhere, not anyone, with you. So go look at yourself in the mirror and think of it. Next time somebody pisses you off, relax, calm down, and think more. Count to 10, count to 100. Let your brain take over. Do not let the animal within take over. That's the first reaction. Unless you're in grave danger that you want to run away from something, that's different. But if somebody pisses you off, you get angry, you want to return it or revenge it, don't stop, wait, think, breathe. Calm down. Don't ruin your day. Don't get consumed by hate and anger. It's not worth it. It's never worth it. Because you are the one getting hurt in this. You are not winning nothing, anything at all. Because the result is that you don't win anything. you lose, you always lose. In a violent situation, in a hateful or angry situation where it comes from you, you're the one losing here. You're the one losing your humanity and gaining more animal, giving power to the animal within. And you cannot go to heaven being a pig, being a cow. No offense to pigs or cows, but you get my point. It starts with us. A good society, a good civilization, a peaceful civilization where everybody is safe and happy. It doesn't start with others. It starts with us, with me, right now, this moment. Think about it. Thank you and goodbye.